And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part, by the place of the ashes. Then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. When thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle unto thy neighbor's standing corn. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. They pluck the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge of the poor. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. God shall likewise destroy thee for ever. He shall take thee away, and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Thus saith the Lord against all mine evil neighbors that touched the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, and to pull down, and to destroy it? As I live, saith the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land. And I will build them, and not pull them down. And I will plant them, and not pluck them up. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them, to pluck up and to break down, and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted, I will pluck up even this whole land. Say thou, Thus saith the Lord God, Shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof, and cut off the fruit thereof, that it wither? It shall wither in all the leaves of her spring, even without great power or many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the surds thereof, and pluck off of thine own breasts. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so will I destroy thy cities. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were an hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out, and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of corn. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.